is 1899. The world is at the precipice, looking forward to the 20th century. There has been much change in the past 100 years as the Industrial Revolution has pushed mankind beyond its predetermined limits into a new era. As follows, new machines and inventions birthed new ideas and paradigm shifts, bringing about a questioning and a pushing of boundaries, particularly of the roles and rights of women in society. By the end of the 19th century, women's suffrage was coming to the forefront of an American political conscience, with some women in the western part of the United States gaining voting rights as early as 1869. In 1899, just 19 years after the first execution by electric chair, Martha M. Place was convicted of murdering her 17-year-old stepdaughter and sentenced to death, becoming the first woman to meet her end at the hands of Old Sparky. Our next story explores the tale of a woman who gave as good as she got, and in the end, got as good as she gave. We at Fireside Mystery Theater present the following story without prejudice or agenda. Our tales of the electric chair are not meant to condemn nor condone. Rather, they are meant as an expression of our persistent exploration of the dark and unsettling, and are presented without further comment for your entertainment and consideration. Hope's Land of Candy was recorded live at the Slipper Room on May 27th, 2018. It was part of our show, The Electric Chair. Name, Hope Ridley. Maiden name, Everett. Age 35. Her crimes? Robbery and murder. Today is the last day of her life on Earth. Her choice of last meal? All sweets. Chocolate mousse cake and vanilla ice cream with sprinkles. And candy. Lots of candy. It can be a long and strange road to the death house and to the electric chair. Here's how Hope came to be here.
Is there anything else I can do?
I'm sure he'll be there.
He's always there.
No, not that him, Sister Prudence. Him.
Who, Hope? Who are you referring to, then?
An old friend. The only friend I have left.
Oh, have you heard from him?
I've written letters, but we have to be careful. I told him not to write back. Can't get him mixed up in all this.
Who?
Shush. I'm confident he'll be in the room to see me off. I just want to see his face one more time before I go. That's all I want now.
Who is this person?
It's all the comfort I have.
I'm also doing my best to give you comfort, that is. I don't think it's right what society is doing to people like you. Shall we say a prayer together?
Yes, let's say a prayer. Let's pray that he'll be there for me at my last moment.
He'll be there, for sure.
Well, then, I want them both there. Oh, the shaking. I can't make myself stop shaking. Or thinking. Or remembering.
Can you turn that down already?
Don't you touch that knob. I can't hear it otherwise.
Well, my head's gonna split in two. Sit closer to the box, then.
No, then I'll be cold. I want to stay where I'm under my blankets.
Aunt Lil, please, stop with the I'm cold business. No one's buying it.
Well, nephew, you don't have to buy anything, but you do have to pay your heating bill.
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, go on. I know what you're gonna say. Put your old auntie in the home. Well, you know what? Why don't you just put me there already? I'm sure it's warmer there.
Marvin, dear, Aunt Lil, dinner's almost ready.
Oh, Hope, get this animal husband of yours out of my sight. What's for dinner? I don't recognize the smell.
I'm trying something new. Stuffed peppers.
Peppers? Stuffed with what?
Rice and meat and stewed tomatoes.
It sounds foreign. Better not be any garlic in there.
There's no garlic.
You'll eat whatever we put on the plate, for crying out loud!
How dare you talk to me that way!
And that's enough of that!
Oh.
Hope, go get the door like a good girl.
Yes, dear.
Nobody! What a surprise!
Yeah, I was just passing by after work and thought I'd see what you're up to.
Hey, what you got in the bag there, fella?
Yeah, I got some bottles of beer here for you,
oh,
sir.
Great! Those will go down real good with dinner. Hey, why don't you join us?
Sure!
Honey, I'm not sure we have enough.
Of course we have enough. Figure it out. Can't you see we got company over here?
Yes, dear.
Yeah, what you got on the burner here? Huh?
Stuffed peppers.
Ooh. Don't you usually have meatloaf on Tuesdays?
I'm just trying something new.
All right. Now, where's that bottle opener?
Aunt Lil! Did you just try?
Yeah, I did.
I swear to God, I'm gonna throw that thing out the goddamn window!
Marvin, Aunt Lil, please.
This has to do with my family, babe.
And what am I?
You being smart with me? Huh?
Huh? Hey, here you go, Marv, old buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, Hope. I hope you don't mind, huh? I took a taste of those pepper things. Not bad.
Oh.
I know. I'm such a rascal. I deserve a spanking. I also took a little lick from the bowl. What's that you're making for dessert?
That was going to be a surprise. Fudge squares.
Homemade fudge squares? Get out of here! I wish my gene made stuff like that. We're lucky if we get green jello. Oh, yeah, Marvin, I got a surprise for you.
Oh, what's that? Oh, for the love of... Now I can hear you.
I hate you.
Whoa, so full of vinegar. Yeah, you gotta love this lady. Anyway, I said I've got a surprise for you.
A surprise?
Pack your bags. Scotty gave me keys to the lodge, Hoss. We're going home.
Hot dog! Woo!
When?
Well, I figured we'd leave here around 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, come back on Sunday night.
Yes!
Weren't we going to...
We'll reschedule. That store ain't going anywhere. I'm in Alvin. It's been way too long.
Yes, sir. Now, don't worry, Hope. I know I'm taking your man away from you, but we'll make it up to you with some fresh, delicious kill. How about this? Stuffed peppers with them venison, huh?
Is dinner ready yet? I'm starving.
So, life at home.
It was hell on earth. It was like that, day in, day out. I was a personal slave to a couple of bleeding beasts. In the beginning, I felt humiliated when Marvin would leave me alone most weekends to go hunting with his friend Alvin. But soon, I learned to relish the freedom. Whenever my husband was away, I would leave that horrible hag, Aunt Lil, in her bed for the night and sneak out to my favorite little out-of-the-way restaurant for a few hours. It was called Matthew Lee's.
Ah, Miss Hope. So good to see you.
Oh, good to be here, Matthews.
Do you have a reservation, Miss Hope? You know I'm only kidding, Miss Hope. There's always a table for you here at Matthew Lee's.
Oh, well, thank you, Matthews.
Are you dining alone this evening? Of course you are. Silly question. Your husband away on another one of his hunting excursions?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting. How positively primal. And how about you? What are you hunting for?
Well, one of your delicious meals, of course, Matthews.
Well, it will be my pleasure to attend to you personally. If you'll have a seat right there.
Oh, thank you.
Would Madame care for her usual aperitif?
Oh, yes. I would like it...
Extra dry. You were just trying to quiz me, weren't you, Miss Hope? Saucy girl.
Well, I should know better. Thank you, Matthews.
Pardon my intrusion, Matthews. I wanted to ask you again Oh. Well, who's this?
Miss Hope, this is Robert Elms, another one of our regular customers.
Delighted.
Delighted?
You are two of my most favorite customers.
I wonder why we haven't met.
Yeah, this place is not very big at all.
No, it's not. It was all just a matter of time, I suppose, before you two crossed paths.
And that's how it began, Sister Prudence. Just a simple meeting like that.
Couldn't he see that you were wearing a wedding brand?
All he could see was that I was lonely. As lonely as he was.
You know that doesn't make it right, Hope.
Oh, but it did. It actually made everything right, sister. Oh, but I'm making it sound lascivious when actually it was quite innocent. Very sweet. Like two childhood sweethearts. It started with friendly glances and then warm handshakes, a bottle or dessert sent to a table. Oh, yeah, especially dessert. If Robert Elms and I shared a common bond, it's that we both had quite a sweet tooth. After weeks and weeks of these simple gestures, our friend Matthews would seat us together in a secluded table in the back of the restaurant where we would share our hopes and dreams and heartbreaks and disappointments.
Two more of these port wines, Matthews.
Yes, Mr. Elms.
Oh, I shouldn't.
Of course you shouldn't, which is exactly why you should.
What's that twinkle in your eye, Robert? You're up to something, aren't you?
Me? Nothing of the sort.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about the power of the word now. Me being here alone with you in this little slice of heaven.
Oh, if only heaven didn't have to end at the doorstep of this restaurant.
Yes, it's a world of hell outside, isn't it? But we don't have to dwell on that. Not as long as we have now.
Yes, now. Delicious, delightful now.
So you had an affair?
We only met in the restaurant, so it really wasn't the kind of affair you're thinking of.
And this man, Robert, was he married?
No. No, he was not. But he loved me like no one's loved me before or since. He made me feel loved. Unlike...
What is this garbage?
What? What's the matter now?
I go away for just 2 days, and when I come back, there's a week's worth of mess! What are you planning on cleaning all this up?
I'm behind on laundry. Your laundry.
You didn't answer my question.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Are you going to start yelling and kicking things around?
This is my house! I'll do whatever the hell I want!
I'm your aunt. I used to change your dirty diapers, you little...
Oh, Aunt Lil?
Aunt Lil? Aunt Lil! Aunt Lil? Easy, girl. Why are you standing there like an idiot, Hope? Call the goddamn doctor!
Yes, right away. We lost Aunt Lil later that night. I was more relieved than anything. It was no kind of life for her. That house just made everyone meaner, harder. Aunt Lil was an invalid after all. She didn't have a Matthew Lees to escape to, like I did.
So now it's just the two of you.
Yes. Never in a million years did I think I'd ever miss Aunt Lil. But now I have all of Marvin's attention. The last thing any woman on Earth needs is all the attention of a Neanderthal like Marvin. I'm just so sick of him.
What would you do? What would you do with your life if you could do anything?
I'd just stay here forever.
No, really. What would you do?
What would I do? I would open up a sweets shop. A sweets shop filled with all my favorite things. A confectionery.
A confectionery? Oh, I'd be your best customer. Hell, I'd eat all your profits and rot my teeth in the process.
Well, nothing could ever taint that smile of yours, Robert, darling.
What would you call the place?
I would just call it Hope's. Hope's Land of Candy. Mm.
That has the most wonderful ring to it. Say that again.
Why?
I just like how it sounds coming from your lips. Say it for me.
Hope's. Hope's Land of Candy.
I'm convinced. It'll be a great success, loved the world over.
Oh, but it all seems so far away. The kind of place you'd just build on a cloud.
It's a perfect little dream.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Come on, Hope, push!
I'm pushing!
I want to have those rooms cleared out by the end of today. I have other stuff to do.
Well, I need your muscle to get this bed.
This sucker's heavy.
Marvin! Marvin! Oh, my God. Look!
What? What are you getting so excited about? Whoa! Look at that! Look at that!
It's a $100 bill! It fell out of the side of the mattress!
Let me see! Oh my God!
Oh my God! It's filled with money! And we almost threw it away!
I can't believe it! That crazy coot! You couldn't take it with you, Aunt Lil! I know you tried, but you couldn't take it with you! Woo!
How did she have all this money?
The hell if I know! She was always crying poor! Never kicked in a red cent to help pay for anything! What a piece of work she was!
How much do you think is in here?
I don't know, maybe a few thousand dollars!
Marvin, we need to put this in the bank.
Are you out of your gourd? And pay taxes on all this? No!
Well,
no way!
It's not good to leave it all in the house like this.
No! It's staying right here. You know what I'm going to do? I think I want to use this dough to buy some land. Buy my own hunting lodge. We could use it as a vacation home. I never thought we'd ever afford one of those, huh?
And this is where all the trouble began, huh?
Well, that's how some would judge it, I guess.
How do you judge it?
I try not to. I didn't tell a soul about the money. Only Robert.
You haven't touched your chocolate mousse cake. It's your favorite.
I'm not feeling so hungry, dear.
How much did you say you counted in the mattress?
Well, I didn't count it. Marvin did. $28,000.
My, that is a lot.
Yes, it is.
What are you going to do?
Well, there's nothing I can do. He's going to spend it all on something stupid. Surprise! A hunting lodge. He didn't even ask me if there was something I wanted.
Did you expect differently?
That's what's so frustrating about it.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
That's the money we've been dreaming about, praying for. The money we could build Hope's Land of Candy with.
You don't think I should steal it, do you?
I'd say he deserved to have it stolen. But they'd catch you. And eventually they'd put you in jail.
Right.
You could try to divorce him.
Oh, he'd never grant me a divorce. Even if he did and I tried to get a settlement, he'd stash away the money, deny the existence of it, just like his aunt. Oh, don't you know? If I could divorce that bastard, I would. I would run away somewhere with you.
My greatest dream is to run away with you.
There has to be another place as nice as this restaurant where we could be together. Safe and happy and living the lives we were meant to live.
I feel like I'm there in that dream with you now.
Soon I'll have to go home. Soon I'll have to listen to his insults, take his abuse, feel his awful body next to mine.
Hope, why on earth did you marry this man?
I was too young. Stupid. I was taken advantage of.
A man like that does not deserve you. It's an absolute crime that he's allowed to possess you this way.
It is a crime.
Yes, it is. I'd argue it's a crime worse than murder.
I die every day in that house.
Yes, you do. You die every day.
It's horrible.
It is horrible. Now, this is just a little idea. Just a little dream. A fantasy to make ourselves feel better. Imagine you and I could be together always. And all we had to do was...
kill him.
Is everything all right here, my friends?
Yes, Matthews. Just the check when you have a moment.
Absolutely.
I would kill him. I would kill him myself if it meant being with you and seeing all my dreams come true.
No, but you don't mean that, right? It's just a little fantasy. A game to make ourselves feel better, right?
Yes.
He likes to go hunting every weekend. He likes his guns.
Yes. He has several rifles.
Interesting. Where does he go hunting?
A few miles south of Paducah.
Who does he go hunting with?
Well, he usually just goes with his friend Alvin.
So just two men alone in the woods. Two men alone in the woods with guns. Guns with fingerprints all over them.
Yes.
Imagine. Just imagine now. You secretly following them to their cabin. You creeping along the forest floor in the moonlight. They've been fast asleep for hours. Oh, they're heavy sleepers, I bet. Loud snorers. They left their rifles outside the cabin. And I could see you wearing leather gloves. Gloves that'll hide the prints. And by now, you can easily tell which rifle belongs to your husband. And which one belongs to his friend, Alvin. You'd use your cigarette lighter to check the markings until you selected Alvin's rifle. You've shot guns before.
Yes. My husband used to take me hunting. But I hated it. I hated the killing. He showed me how to shoot, and he made me kill a doe. I cried all night. I hated him for it. I hated myself.
Your enemy is my enemy. I hate him too. So in our dream, you cock the rifle. And the cabin door is open. Oh, just a crack. There's no one else for miles. No one will hear except them. And quietly, you could slide the barrel of the rifle through the crack of the door. And you'd be able to see the two of them in their sleeping bags. In this dream, everything goes perfectly. It takes tremendous nerve, but you have tremendous nerve. You have an inner strength that you never knew that you had. You're not even trembling. Your aim is steady and true. You close one eye, you hold your breath, and you pull. Direct hit. Direct hit. Alvin's startled. You immediately drop the gun to the ground. And run. Run. Run! Run, run, run until you find your car. And drive all the way home. Drive all the way without stopping. And it's done. The detectives come, but they don't suspect you. They don't think a woman could possibly commit such a crime. So they fix their attention on Alvin.
Man, I swear, it wasn't me! It wasn't me! Oh, God, it wasn't me!
It's his fingerprints on the gun, after all. And the motive? You'd be able to provide the motive.
Alvin was the only person other than me that knew about the money that was hidden in that mattress, officer.
And the beautiful part? You tell them that your husband hid the money. You don't know where. But you actually do.
But this much I know. It wasn't just a dream, Hope. You went out there that night and shot your husband as he slept.
I did.
And his friend was arrested, tried, and convicted.
He was.
But your husband did not die. He went into a coma, but one day he awoke from the coma.
He did.
And he lived long enough to make a statement that it was you who shot him. The case was reopened.
And here I am.
Are you sorry for what you've done, Hope?
I'm sorry I never got to see Hope's land of candy.
Is that all you're sorry for? Now is the time to repent, my child.
I'm only sorry that I can't spend one more evening with Robert Elms at Matthew Lee's.
In my view, he is just as guilty of the crime as you are. In my view, he is an accessory to the murder. I know you love him, but...
Sister Prudence, could I ask you this one favor?
What is it, my child?
Take this note and give it to him for me.
To whom?
To Robert Elms. He'll be there for me on my final day. Will you do that for me?
If I see him, I shall.
All right, Sister Prudence. Mrs. Ridley, it's time.
Yes, Mr. Jessup. Come, Hope.
Sister, I'm afraid. I'm so afraid.
I'll be with you, Hope. I'll be there with you until the end. And so will our Savior and the Blessed Mother.
This is my first time.
Your first time?
First time seeing a woman get the chair. Care for a stick of gum, sister? I find it helps ease the nerves a bit. Keeps me from grinding my teeth.
No, thank you.
It just don't seem right putting a woman in the chair. But she committed murder, and that's what the jury called for.
Doesn't seem right to put anyone in that chair, Mr. Jessup.
Yeah. No, it goes against your religion.
This will be the fourth electrocution I've witnessed, and after each one, my feelings about it have only grown stronger.
Not too many people showed, huh?
No, it appears not.
Thought there'd be more newspaper men here. Guess all the appeals dragged on for so many years, they just lost interest in the story.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
May I sit here with you?
Don't see why not.
Of course. Your name wouldn't happen to be Robert, would it?
Robert? No, I'm her uncle Troy. Troy Everett. I'm the only one from the family that came to see her today. I know there's a separate seating area for the family, but I didn't want to be seated all alone while this was...
Oh, it's all right. You just sit here with us, and we'll try to be strong together.
She was a good girl. As a child, she was my favorite niece. Broke my heart to see how unhappy she was. I just wish she didn't try to solve her problems the way she did.
Yes, I wish that too. There is a goodness in her, I believe. She was weak. She made a poor decision. It didn't help matters that Robert Elms fellow...
Robert Elms? Did you say Robert Elms?
I should like to find this Robert Elms and have a chat with him.
Well, you can't. You won't. Not if it's the same Robert Elms we're talking about. Robert Elms drowned in the Ohio River when he was 16 years old. He was Hope's high school sweetheart.
Preacher talked to me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the phone. I've just gotta get a message to you. I broke her heart, won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life I'm alone, and I gotta let her know just in time before I go. Wearing the dirt, crying but deep down inside. Did it to him. Now it's my turn to die. Why, I've just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour.
That concludes Hope's Land of Candy. Sister Prudence was played by Casey LaForest. Marvin Ridley was played by Michael Pate. Robert Elms was played by James Reeser. Aunt Lil was played by Mary Murphy. Matthews was played by James Kleinman. Alvin was played by Eric Davey Gislason. Hope's Uncle Troy was played by David Linton. Jessup the Prison Guard was played by Alan LaForest. And the part of Hope Ridley was played by me, Allie Silva. The song, I Gotta Get a Message to You, was written by Barry Morris and Robin Gibb. It was performed by Karen Tennyson, accompanied by Noel Carey. Hope's Land of Candy was written by Silben Sandovar. It was directed by Ali Silva and Gustavo Rodriguez. The Electric Chair was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Research by Courtney Gillian-Cholovich provided fodder for our stories, with special thanks to Kentucky Supreme Court Justice Bill Cunningham and the staff of the Kentucky State Penitentiary. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Noel Carey. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Brontis Shane Orengo. Are you amazed? Fireside crazed? Want to shout out about what you heard today? Itching for the next story? Just can't get enough of that good fireside stuff? Well, we hope you'll take a quick moment to give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback does a lot to keep the lifeblood flowing for our little production company. And if you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe. You can see what we really look like when you find us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle at Fireside Mystery. And hey, we just set up our very own Patreon page. We're still working out the rewards, bonus content, and all that good stuff, so please bear with us on that. But if you like what we do and want us to keep doing it as much as we want to keep doing it, why not think about becoming our very own Patreon patron? Go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater. And we must sing a hearty thank you to our second ever Patreon patron, the fantastic Ms. Michelle Roth. We are so very grateful to you for your generous support. Hey, listeners, you too can be amazing like Michelle. Consider sharing a few bucks a month in Patreon patronage so that we may continue to dream, develop, and distribute our delightfully dark brand of audio entertainment. You can also share your love and support for Fireside with your friends and look fabulous doing it, darling. We have lots of Fireside Mystery Theater swag you can score for yourself or for the dear FMT fan in your life. T-shirts, hoodies, pillows, totes, mugs, notebooks, stickers, all sorts of cool kit with our logo. Lots of great sales pop up all the time. Just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch and browse the goods. Even purveyors of the mysterious need a break every once in a while, so our live show season is currently on summer holiday. But fret not, we'll be releasing content from the season we just wrapped all summer long. Also, as we lead up to our next season of live shows, we shall return to our popular series, The Midnight Reading of Dark Literary Classics. Your fireside fix is always just one click away wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be returning to the Slipper Room in our live and lovely glory with a whole new season of stories starting on Sunday, October 21st. Be on the lookout for tickets on sale at slipperroom.com. Up next from Fireside Mystery Theater, we all get stuck in a rut sometimes. Everyone needs to break the routine and walk the road less traveled now and again. But do be careful. Straying too far from the familiar path can be dangerous, and in some cases, deadly. Stay tuned for the final episode from our series, The Electric Chair. This is your own Ali Silva. Need I remind you that between the brilliant, buzzing lights between electric glimmers and gleams, there always lives a darkness. Mind the shadows.